Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But guess what? Heard all across the world wide web. We are super excited to have all of you that are joining us. Hey, those that are coming in on the phone lines already, we say hello. We see you hanging out with us. Thank you so much for those that are coming in from Twitter and from Facebook and certainly Charvette.com and all of our broadcast stations. We say hello. And our mobile phone listeners, thank you so much that have the app downloaded. Just go to any of your app stores and check out Charvette. So let me tell you about today's show. We are rolling right in. I am really excited because the guest I have, at least my very first guest I'm going to bring up to the mic, has been on the show before. She's back by popular demand. This young lady is a dynamic award-winning author. She's a producer. She does so much. We're talking about Iris Bowling. I'm telling you what, you know her and love her for her books. And you heard last season and last year about the Heart television show, talking about taking your dream and your destiny from a book to TV. Well, this young lady did it, and she's back again with season two. So if you're in Richmond, and we're going to tell you even if you're not in Richmond, how you'll be able to catch it, and we're going to give you the snippets of the storyline. And y'all remember Tommy from Martin? Guess what? He's even in it. But we got a whole cast of dynamic actors and actresses that are in it. And we were able to grab a few minutes with one of the young ladies that's in the lead, one of the lead roles. Oh, my goodness, Erica Simone Lee. She is joining us. She plays the role of Ashley Harris in the Heart TV series, so she's hanging out here with us. But before we get started, listen, we want you to jump on Twitter, tell people what you are listening to, send them on over, share the link and all that good stuff. Jump on Periscope, whatever you got to do, tell them what you're listening to, and join us right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So let's jump right on in. J.D. and Tracy Harrison are happily married as they hit the campaign trail for the seat of the Attorney General of Virginia. JD's sister, Ashley Harrison, and campaign manager James Brooks become involved in a relationship. Ashley's ex-lover, David, applies for a position with the Harrison campaign and is rejected by James Brooks. In the meantime, Carolyn Roth, the ex-girlfriend of JD, is still angry from JD's rejection. David and Carolyn join forces to destroy James and JD. Oh, my goodness. Iris Bowling coming up to the mic right now. Hello. Congratulations on season two. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Charvette. Thank you so much for having me. And we're going to get you to read that promo from now on.
Absolutely.
I love the you put in there. So I am so happy to be back with you.
Oh, my God. I am so excited for you. You know, I have mentioned you to other authors that had books and said, you know, I can see this as a play. I can see this as a movie. And I always drop your name and was like, I know someone that did it. So let's bring our listeners up to date that may just be getting introduced to you. Tell them about the Heart series, the Heart TV series, and the book and how this all got started.
Okay, the Heart series is actually a collection of six novels that I wrote starting back in 2008. If anyone remember back then, our president at that time was not someone that I was, you know, real fond of or happy with the job that he was doing. So I decided to create my own president. And that's how JD came into play. So as I wrote the story, what I wanted to do was write JD's journey from being an assistant district attorney in the city of Richmond and follow his path to becoming actually the president of the United States. Now, we see those stories all the time. What we don't see is how this man makes the decision to go into politics and then the people that he surrounds himself with. And as we've learned with President Obama, it takes more than one person to make the type of change in the country that we need to make change, to have change come about. So what we do is we surrounded him with a number of people, so you get to see him, how he meets his wife, how he meets and how James Brooks becomes his campaign manager, and the other people that he surrounds himself with. So the book was so popular, people wanted to see something more. They wanted more. So when the series ended, I kept getting, okay, you can't end the Heart series. We got to do this. We got to do this. I said, okay, that was it. And I had no thoughts of doing anything else until I said, okay, I'm going to do a book trailer. And when I went to do this book trailer, I met these two really wonderful actors. Aaron Wiggins, who plays J.D. Harrison, and Morgan Avery McCourt, who plays Tracy Washington. And anyone that sees them, it is as if J.D. and Tracy just stepped off of the pages of the book and came to life, because they are exactly the characters. And so once I did, we tried to do the book trailer. That didn't work out too great. So then a friend of mine and I were in California, and we said, okay, we want to do something with this. What can we do? And we had this long discussion until about 5 o'clock in the morning. And then we decided, okay, let's make it a TV series. Came back to Richmond. I swear, this is the honest truth of it. Came back to Richmond that Sunday, that Monday morning. She went to the network, and she talked with them. She called me in that Wednesday and said, okay, sit down and talk with these people. This is what we're going to do. And that's how it became a TV series.
Wow. And the rest is history and the future, they say. My goodness. And so we had the Heart series season one, and that was phenomenal. Yeah. I watched every episode of that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and so for listeners that say, okay, I want to get caught up, is there a way they can kind of, you know, binge watch the first season?
Yes. Actually, the first season currently is only on DVD, and you can get those by going to my website, which is irisbowling.net. You can get the DVD, and you'll be able to watch the whole series. However, we have a little campaign going on right now. And if we can reach a certain number of viewers on my YouTube channel, if we can get them to go in and subscribe to that channel, they will be able to watch all episodes from season one and the episodes from season two when they become available through YouTube.
Oh, so how do they get to the YouTube channel to help with this campaign and contest?
Actually, all they have to do is go to YouTube, put in Iris Bowling, and you will find my channel, and you would just go in and subscribe. That's all you have to do.
All right, listeners, so let's help out with that, because you definitely want to be able to catch up on season one, because season two is right around the corner, March 19th. So let me bring on up to the mic a new character for season two, phenomenal young lady, Erica Simone Lee, playing Ashley Harrison. She has a love for music, a passion for acting, and you can see her in season two of The Heart. Erica, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello.
Hi, we're glad to have you.
I know, I'm excited to be here. Well, my voice.
Yes. Yes. So tell us, when did the acting bug bite you?
Honestly, the acting bug has been in me since actually a production called Bugs in second grade. I think I was a ladybug. Yeah, I was a ladybug. And they messed up giving me a script, because let me tell you, I fell in love ever since then. So any chance I got with theater classes, you know I was all up in it. And I was lucky enough to go to a summer camp when I was in high school in Chicago, which was awesome because, you know, Chicago is known for their theater and Broadway. So I got to meet a lot of great people and really dust up on my skills. And ever since then, I kind of kept it, I guess, on the back burner, I guess as a hobby. I never really took that step into really trying to be someone with it. And I'm still not really trying to be someone with it, but I'm just following my heart now. So I'm so grateful for the opportunity Miss Iris gave me to debut pretty much. This is my first ever recording, filming, anything on the set. So besides, you know, the
wonderful
stuff in high school.
And you would never know because she stepped in to a role that she was not originally selected for, and she came in like gangbusters, and she did a phenomenal job in the role of Ashley. She really did. So you would never know that this was her very first performance.
Yeah, first rodeo.
Your first
and
rodeo.
And it was definitely an experience.
We could
and
just
I wouldn't
see
change
you
that for anything.
Live and in person. Well, on the set and all of that. So, Iris, tell the listeners, how did you go about getting the cast together? Are we going to see a lot of returning faces, a lot of new faces in addition to Erica?
Yes, you are. You are going to see, of course, James Brooks returns. That's Mark Vinson. We also have Aaron McCoy. Oh, my God, him and Morgan's going to have fun with that. Aaron Wiggins returns as J.D. Harrison. Morgan McCoy returns as Tracy Washington. Tremaine Norris, oh, my gosh, he returns. He returns like a ball of fire as David Hope. So you are going to have a number of the same characters from before, and the actors playing those roles. You're going to see a continuation right where we ended in season one. We're picking up season two. The only difference is the focus this time is on the relationship between James Brooks and Ashley Harrison.
So Ashley, we're going to see a lot about Erica. We're going to see a lot about your character, Ashley. And you know, people are probably going to start.
Same difference. I said Ashley, Erica.
They're
going to
start
it's
calling
you
Ashley.
Now the great difference between the type of love that the two couples have. JD and Tracy had that really sweet first time love at first sight kind of love. Mm-hmm. Ashley and James is hot. They are hot from the beginning. They are hot in the middle, and they go out hot. I mean, they're just a hot couple. That's how they are. But the love is just as deep. The love is just
Ooh, no, all right, listeners, so you got the heads up there from the executive producer. And so tell us, when will it air? When can those of us that are, you know, sitting with bated breath, when can we watch it?
The first episode airs March 1st, Saturday night at 10 o'clock on Fox Richmond. And it goes for 6 weeks, and the last episode would air on April 23rd. And the great thing about it is, remember last season, Charvette, we was on at 5 a.m. in the morning?
Right.
This time we are on Saturday night at 10 o'clock. So you get your opportunity to get your little heart case in, and then you can still have time to go out and party.
Yep. And I love it. And I was so happy when I saw that new time frame. I'm like, that's going to be so much more exposure, you know, for your work on screen.
Yes, we are excited about that. And we did make so many changes technically. Each time I look at the episodes, I sit back and I say, wow, this is like watching a million-dollar TV show being made. Now, of course, we did not have $1 million. However, this show looks so great. If you've taken a look at the trailers, people can go out to my YouTube channel, and they're able to look at the trailers that are out there. They will see Erica in action as Ashley. They will see Mark Vincent as James Brooks. They will see Tremaine Norris as David Holt. You'll get to see what the quality of the filming looks like. It was just a great way to expand on what we did in season one.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. So, Erica, tell us, how was it filming in Richmond, you know, living here and then, you know, making it this is the set. What was that like?
Honestly, I honestly couldn't ask for anything better than that. With it being my first role, I think I probably would have been spooked if I was thrown anywhere else other than home. So it all worked out for me, my favor. I feel like that was definitely a blessing from God to give me my first chance right at home, right down the street, literally. Because the audition was literally
exactly
5 minutes away from my apartment. So I was like, oh, no, I got to go to this. There's no way I can go. So I went to go and look what happened. I'm that's nothing but God.
You have a lead role. We're going to see you. We're going to see it. Awesome.
Right.
And so where are some of the places that those that are watching, this is what's so neat about this being, you know, that we're, those that are listening, that are hanging out from Richmond, Virginia, because we have our next guest is from Richmond, California. So Richmond, Virginia, it's really cool to see, you know, some of the places. So where are some of the places that will be familiar to those that are watching that are from Richmond?
Well, you are definitely the studio that we actually filmed out of, that we used as a base, was actually in Chesterfield County, not far off of Midlothian Turnpike. And then we have scenes that we did at Bryan and Stratton, the college, mm-hmm. Bryan and Stratton, the one off of Hall Street. So we did some scenes there. We did some scenes with Franco's Fine Clothing. We actually did a scene with them, and they were so gracious, they allowed us to use their rotunda in order to do a certain scene. I'm not going to mention which scene it is, but a certain scene, in order to do a certain scene. So that was really great on that part. The glass boat down in Carytown is this wonderful little boutique that has clothing and furniture. They have a lot of really unique things in there. The owner, John, allowed us to come in and filmed one of the girls' shopping scenes in there. So got to film there as well. Then there was a young lady, and I can't think of her name right now, that actually has horses. And they allowed us to come out there and film with their horses, because James Brooks actually owned a few horses. So we were able to go out there and film. And, of course, you have downtown Richmond. You have the Course Building. You have MCV, well, I don't think it's called MCV anymore. I think it's Medical College now. But you have Medical College, and, of course, you're going to have a lot of downtown footage that's going to be in there as well. So you're going to see, you're going to recognize home, because it's home, and you will recognize
right.
Home.
Mm-hmm. All right. I love that. If you just tuned in, hey there, we're chatting it up about The Heart TV series. Oh, my goodness, season 2 premiere is coming. Where Love Is Real, we're chatting it up here with award-winning author Iris Boland and Erica Simone Lee, you can see on the big screen. So, Erica, I heard little birdie told me that you can sing. Is that right?
Yeah. At first I'll be like, no, but no, I'm gonna go ahead and own up to it. Yes, that's the talent God has given me. Yes, I do sing, and I am exploring that side of my talents right now.
Okay.
I actually have management helping me with that. But I'm in the artist development stage. You probably won't hear any records from me soon, because I'm still, you know, still trying to find me,
right.
Trying to find my sound. But definitely working on it. If you have
all
it,
right.
Use it. Definitely. If you have any talent,
I tell you, Charmette, we were very, very, very fortunate to grab Erica when we did. Her talent.
She's like,
because her talent on both ends, not just with the acting, but with the singing as well, as she just said, it's a God-given talent. She's a natural at this. And I think that one of the things that you and I will be able to say in a few months is that we knew her when. We certainly expect that Erica Simone will be moving into much higher ground. I do anticipate that.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Ange.
Awesome. Ooh. And like I said before we came on air, I will have the archive to prove that
That's
I had
right.
interview. So I will always right. be able to pull that out. All right, because we all started, everybody that's huge and that we know about now started somewhere. Speaking of which, Tommy from Martin,
Yay!
You gave him a job, and he
did
the heart.
I
so they can't
did.
Say Tommy don't have no job.
No.
Tell us about
that. Tommy was introduced to Tommy actually on a couple of different fronts. Because they felt that he would be someone who would be willing to come in and help this little poor little girl that didn't know what she was doing to get this show off the ground the way that we really wanted to for season two. And sure enough, Tommy came to Richmond. I went and met with him, and we sat and we talked, and he said he would be happy to do it. And I was so touched. I'm not going to lie to you. I was very, very nervous. I'm still very nervous around Tommy. I don't know why, because he's a good person. So I'm still very nervous around him, but I was very nervous to ask him to do such a thing. I mean, we talk about Tommy from Martin, and then he has all of these other projects that he's working on, and like the one he's doing in Atlanta right now. He's doing a documentary working with some young men there, mentoring them. And Aaron Wiggins is actually on that project with him. So we went and we met and we talked, and I was hesitant to ask, but I did. And he said, yes. You know, it was kind of like saying yes to the dress. I was really excited, you know. And then I kept saying, he's not going to really come. But sure enough, he came. He filmed the scenes, and he's in a number of different scenes because he plays Avery Brooks, James Brooks' father. And he plays such an intricate role in his son, getting his son's life on track. And so he came and he did, and he was the ultimate Avery Brooks.
Wow. Okay.
Indeed,
so we have something to look forward to, and certainly all of the cast we're looking forward to. Now, you have to tell us about the premiere and the red carpet event and all that.
Oh, yeah. The premiere is going to be held on March 12th. It's going to be at the BCU Commonwealth Ballroom. The screening for the first episode of The Heart is going to be held in the theater. It's beautiful, beautiful setting that they have there. And the great thing about it is that this year we're not going to have to travel around. Last season we had, you know, the press junket was at one place,
right.
And then the screening was at another place, and then the ball itself was at another place. But the premiere, the screening premiere and gala will all be in one location. And it is going to be on Saturday on March 12th. And if you have not gotten your ticket for this red carpet event, you may want to do it quickly because ticket sales end on March the 4th. So you may want to go out to Eventbrite, look for The Heart, or go to my website, which is irisbowling.net, the link to go out there and get you a ticket.
All
yes.
right, do that. And if you're hanging out on Charvette.com, I've got a link. Just scroll down where their blog is, both of their pretty pictures and bios.
Aww.
It says purchase tickets here. So just go right there and make it very easy for you. So, Erica, is this your first kind of like red carpet premiere event?
Yes, it is. Yes, I could not wait to go out and shop for a dress. That was the first thing. I was like, what am I going to wear? But
yes.
I found a beautiful gown. I'm so excited. This will be my first event like that ever, and I'm ready. March 12th cannot come fast enough for me.
Wonderful. Well, I would tell you, the cast usually steps up their game. They look good on the show, but when it comes to red carpet events, they usually step up their game. So I suspect all of the ladies are going to be hooked from toenail to the tip of their hair and the dyes. So these guys are very, very serious about their dress. I mean, about their clothes, how they dress. So they're going to come ready to shine.
Oh, yeah. I know everyone's going to look great.
Yes.
I know everyone is going to look great. And I'm going to be there. I'm going to do some press interviews.
Yes.
So I'll be doing some live interviews
Ooh.
There.
Yes.
So
awesome.
I will be there. And
we're
yes,
excited
I need
to have you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Figure out what I'm wearing, too. So I love it. All right. So one more time, I have final questions for both of you. But, Iris, I want you to make sure, let people know how can they watch. We want to make sure they get that and also the YouTube
okay.
channel information.
Okay. I certainly will. You can watch the Heart TV series. It's going to be on Saturdays on Fox Richmond. It's going to start at 10 p.m. On Saturdays, I already said that. As far as those who are not in the Richmond DA area, you will be able to watch them prayerfully on YouTube through pay-per-view. So if you will go to my YouTube channel, you should be able, you will have to subscribe, and we're sending everyone there to go ahead and subscribe so that we can make that available. So if you go to my Facebook page or if you go to my look at my Twitter, we've been putting out that link so that you can go and subscribe to my YouTube channel so you will be able to see the Heart TV show wherever you may be.
Yes. Wonderful.
Yes.
Okay, I love it. So, gosh, our time has flown by, but I'll get some more interview time with you guys at the premiere. But my last question both of you, for the both of you, the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And
yes.
I'm going to start with Erica. I want to know what continues to motivate you. And then, Iris, you'll have that same question. What motivates you?
Okay. Honestly, following my dreams is what motivates me. Because, let's see, I feel like everyone is kind of conditioned to go to high school and then from high school go to college, from college get a nice degree, get a decent job. And
mm-hmm.
I was following that too. And then I just realized that really wasn't me. I really wasn't happy. I was doing I think it was chemistry homework one night, and I literally just started crying because I just knew this wasn't what I wanted to do. So I sat and I
yeah.
prayed to God. I listened to my heart. I was like, well, Erica, what is it that you want to do? And the only thing that came to my mind was acting, not even singing. Like, I knew I could sing, but that's not even where my true passion was. It was acting.
Mm-hmm.
So I prayed to God. I was like, God, please, just give me one chance. And I finished my prayer, wiped my tears, finished my homework. And I didn't get that one chance until 2 years later, but God still heard me. And
yeah.
I'm on it now. Now that I got my chance, okay, yeah, it's time to follow your heart. Always follow your heart. That's what motivates
me. So good.
You.
That's so good because prayers don't expire. So just because it was 2 years
amen.
Later,
yes,
he still
yes.
heard you. I love.
He knows
love that
his timing
one.
Is right. 2 years
yeah.
ago wouldn't have been the right time for me. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful. Now, before I leave you, Erica, how can people connect with you on social media and all that good stuff?
Yeah.
Alrighty, so my Instagram is the.erica, E-R-I-C-K-A, .Simone, S-Y-M-O-N-E. Facebook, you can look me up by Erica Simone Lee, spelled the same way, E-R-I-C-K-A, S-Y-M-O-N-E, L-E-E. And Twitter, Erica Simone. And I don't think I need to spell it again, but yeah, Erica Simone. So everything is Erica Simone. If you type in Erica Simone, I'm sure
Erica
I'll pop
Simone.
Up somewhere.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. All right, Iris, tell us what continues to motivate you.
What motivates me is helping others accomplish their dreams.
Yes.
I think the most rewarding feeling in the world is to hear you know, Aaron say, Iris, thank you, or Morgan say, Iris, thank you, or Erica, you know, say, Iris, thank you for giving me the opportunity. Because
yes.
sometimes
yes.
all people need to fulfill their dream is to be given an opportunity. And that's
yeah.
what Siri Austin Entertainment is about. We're trying to give people opportunities. That's one of the whole reasons. I swear it's all Aaron and Morgan's fault. But it's one of the whole reasons that I actually went into this filming piece of what we do. It's because I wanted to give them an opportunity. And the one thing that I'd like to leave people with and I know they see me, they see this written, they see it everywhere, you see any of my work, you just have to remember that all things flow through the heart. Follow your
yes.
heart, and you're going to be okay.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Well said. Well said. Yes. She's ready for her acceptance awards. I love
right.
that. Well, ladies, thank you so much again. I look forward to watching. Oh, did we let them know what channel they can watch it on?
It will be on Fox Richmond. I think it is actually, I think it's actually channel 13.
Okay, so Fox Richmond,
yeah,
y'all got it, right?
Fox, My TV Richmond. If you find it, you'll be able to know exactly what channel it is.
I am so excited. You got a really, really excellent spot, good
yes.
Coverage on
yes.
Fox, so this is about to blow up. So
yes.
thanks, ladies, for stopping
yes,
by.
Thank you for having
thank
me.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh,
bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right. All right, listeners, we're going to take a quick commercial break very quickly, and then we're going to be rolling into our second segment right here. Listen, I got the fellas hanging out in the virtual green room right now. They are back by popular demand. I need all of my quartet lovers to get on the line. Listen, I need you to tweet, Facebook, all that, and say, listen, you all have to hear about this gospel quartet music that has a twist. Consonance is joining us back after this quick commercial break. Don't you move.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Introducing contemporary gospel artist Deani with the new hit debut single titled The Blood on Remare Records.
Oh, they slay me, crucify me. I have been washed in the blood. I'm reading.
Purchase Deani's new hit single on iTunes, Amazon, in February. Once again, be sure to check out contemporary gospel artist Deani with the new hit debut single titled The Blood on Remare Records. Follow Deani on Twitter, Facebook, by going online to DeaniMusic.com. That spells DeaniMusic.com. That's DeaniMusic.com.
Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happening. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, guys. Hey there. This is Charvette Mitchell, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. And listen, we're bringing up our next guests who are from Richmond, California. How about that? Like, we could not have planned that any better. I'm telling you what, contemporary gospel quartet music at its finest, hailing from Richmond, California, which is in the San Francisco Bay Area. consonants, is a past winner of Society's Best Gospel Group, the Bay Area Blues Society's Best Gospel Group. They have a project out, released February. Oh, my goodness. Come on in this house, and you're going to hear all about it. We're going to be chatting with all of the members, and so I want you to put your hands together. I want you to grab your coffee. I want you to jump on Twitter and Facebook and tell them what you're listening to. Tell them tune in right now as we run to bring our guest up to the mic right now. All right, the mic is open. The lines are open for our guest. Hello and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Who do we have from the group?
Zach Williams.
Hey, Paul Mr. Williams, how are you? Great. And who else do we have?
We have Paul Foster Jr.
Hi, Paul Foster Jr. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Listening to what you're putting out down there.
All right. I get it. I get it. Thank you for listening. Listen, we want to hear what's been going on with you guys. Y'all are back by popular demand as well. We had you on the show before, but just want to catch up. So certainly, and I'll let you all decide who wants to chat about the new project, but tell us all about this new project and what listeners can expect to hear.
Mac, take it away. Take it away, Mac.
You, I think it was back in 2000.
All right. I think it might be breaking up a little. We have any technical difficulties here?
No.
All right, Paul, you might have to take over.
Can you?
All right, let's do this. Can you guys hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. I can hear you now. So tell us about the new project.
Well,
the new project consists of some new popular sides that we got out now, a little temporary gospel, and we have the basic gospel that we are singing. Mac Williams kind of wrote this population and put his heart into it.
Okay, wonderful. And how would you say that it's different from the last project?
Well, it's different from the last project because we do a lot of blues concerts. And then, therefore, Mac kind of wrote songs around that, but with the gospel twist, because we had a famous singer within our group, Bobby Reed, that sung blues. And he's
okay.
In the heart of blues. He had a hit out called Why Do You Have to Lie? And it was a hit song back that Bobby Reed put out. But Bobby Reed is with us. He plays bass and he sings. And so we have some hard-hitting songs on this CD.
Okay. And so let's talk about the writing. How do you all come up with select writers? Or is it all Mac? Is he the one writing everything?
Well, on this particular population, Mac Williams said that he wanted to write and produce this particular CD. So Mac went to the drawing board, and then he just started writing and just came up with a lot of different populations, and he wrote accordingly to each individual member within the group. And he wrote some for me, and he wrote some for Bobby and Larry, and just kind of mixed it up, Melvin Williams and Sam Cox. So he just mixed it up a whole lot.
All right. And I was just saying to a friend the other day, one thing about good old quartet groups and quartet music, you all know not only how to minister, but it's like y'all know how to give a show. Do you hear me?
Well, we try to do the best we can with the help of the Lord. The Lord is what brings it out.
Yeah. And certainly always dress sharp. You know, always sharp as a tack with your suits on.
Well, we try to look as neat as we possibly can and do the best we possibly can. And try to keep the traditional going, because originally my father was with the Soul Stirrers, and Sam Cooke, Johnny Taylor, and sold quite a few populations. So I kind of keep his voice going within the group and adding that flavor to our population.
Okay. So tell listeners again and remind them, how did you all come up with the name for the group?
Well, we came up with the name. Melvin Williams came up with the name a while back before I came into the group. Melvin Williams had came up with the name of the group. And then I came in, and then we just mixed it up, which me and Mac was original members from the Gospel Tones going way back with the brothers and others when we recorded with RCA in Los Angeles. So it's got a quite a few different lead singers on this population.
All right. And actually, I think we might have Mac back. I'm rhyming and didn't even know I'm rhyming. Let me go to the phone lines. Mac, do we have you back with us?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. All right. Loud and clear. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, I hear you too,
Listen, we have to have you on here. You doing so much work with the project and just making sure everything is moving and grooving. And so I was just saying, I was talking to a friend saying how quartet groups just seem to be able, they minister and then just they give you a show. You can really get into the quartet music. So Mac, do you feel that quartet music has shifted or changed over the years?
Yeah, it's shifted. It's changed. You know, quartet groups back in the day were like your R&B groups. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, back when the Soul Stirrers and the Dixie Hummingbirds were really singing in the early 50s, they were like our popular groups. People would go to the auditoriums and to the school auditoriums to see those groups, just like they would go see the Temptations or Boys to Men or what have you. And that's kind of changed now because quartet music is not as popular as it was, and that's why we're hoping that we can revive it, but also bring it back with a twist. You know, we have a lot of harmony that we use. We use 4 and 5 part harmony on our songs, and we try to make the songs relevant to today. And I got a song on there where. You got to stay holy. It's the last cut on the CD, and we have a guest artist, Lisa Shaw. She's from Australia. She's singing on there along with my son and her boyfriend Larry Noble. Well, actually, it's her husband now because they just got married. Her husband Larry Noble, who's our guitar player in our group, and so my son, he does a rap on this. He does a rap at the end of the cut. We're trying to do something different. We don't just want to make it, sound like the old traditional gospel. And then we have, as Paul was saying, we have three sides on there that we call Good News Blues. I was a fan of the old time blues artists, and a lot of their styling and a lot of their phrasing came from gospel, and so there's a merger between the two. And I just went back and sort of got some of the riffs from those old blues, recordings, and tried to put lyrics that would really speak to the soul of Christians, and hopefully that's what we've done with those three Good News Blues that we have on. And then we have other ones that remind you of the traditional gospels. Paul leads a song called That Man with the Nails in His Hand, and it's a slow song that really is a testimony for Christians who know that Jesus he came, he lived, he died, and he rose again, and this song is a testimony to that, and it's really, really a powerful song. I think Paul does an excellent job on the lead for that song. So we have a little bit for everything. He even had a little reggae song on.
What?
Yeah.
What about that stepping song, Mac? You can step a little bit, Step for Jesus.
Yeah, we got a couple of step slide songs on there. Everybody goes out to the club on Friday nights and Saturday nights where we wrote a song where you can come to church and you can step and slide off of off of some of these songs that we have. We got two of them on there, Hold Me Jesus and Do the Right Thing, that are basically dance tunes. You know, get your praise on. You can get your praise on with these songs. And I guess artists, we have actually four. We have Minister Marvin Webb. He's singing on Hold Me Jesus. He has a very successful CD project out called It's Time for Love. And then I spoke by Lisa Shaw. We have Lloyd Gregory, who's a jazz artist. He has 8, 9, 10 albums out. He's played with Stanley Clark and some of the most known jazz artists. He's on there. He's playing on the two blues sides. He plays the lead guitar, and it's phenomenal how this guy plays. Then we have Levi Caesar, who was formerly with Prince in the New Revolution.
Right.
He plays with, you know, he played with them. He currently tours with Jody Watley and also with Tony. But he comes from the church. We know him because, you know, he comes from Richmond. He comes from the church. And whenever he's at home, he wants to play with us.
Wow.
So we had him to come in. He helped produce some of the songs that are on the CD. Also, Derek Hall, who's a local brother, pianist, very, very talented brother. He helped produce some of the songs, and so did Lloyd Gregory. So you know, we have a little bit of everything on there, but the musicianship is, I think, astounding. And I think that, you know, for people that have a varied taste when it comes to gospel, you know, you'll love this CD because, you know, there's something for everybody there.
All right, something for everybody.
That's why I call it Macology.
Yeah. Oh, you said Macology.
I call it Macology. That's why. That's because it's his creation.
I love that. Come on in this house. The name of the full CD. Come on in this house. And one of the tracks, actually, the first one, Come On in This House. Tell us how you all came up with that title, and then that's the, you know, one, the first track that people hear.
Well, back in the day, you know, my mother was a pianist. She played for Baptist Church. Paul's mother was, you know, she's very much involved in church. And, you know, we had to go to church every Sunday. I mean, that and sometimes during the week, because they had to go to PTU, Bible meeting, we had to do that. And so, you know, coming into the house of the Lord was something that was not unusual to us. But there are a whole bunch of people who don't go to church and who don't know that, you know, you can, in fact, go there and straighten out, you know, situations in your lives. And so we're saying with that song, you know, if you're a backslider, you're a sinner, you come on in the house and let the Lord help you, you know, through whatever storms that you're going through. And so that was basically the title song, knowing that, we come from a tradition, we come from a past with family and friends who found the church as a sanctuary, and it's not unknown or unfamiliar to us to go in the house of the Lord to praise Him.
All right, there's the explanation. I always love to have people explain the titles, so it really helps to stick with the listeners. So how can people purchase the project?
Well, right now you can go to cdbaby.com/consonant, CONSONANCE 3, the number 3, and you can purchase the CD on CD Baby. It's there for everybody to go and get.
All right, go pick it up. And so do you all have
You know what, Chavette, I meant to send, when I sent you that single CD, I meant to send you some extra CDs because you can give away to your listeners, and unfortunately I didn't put in, but I will put them in the mail tomorrow.
Oh, okay, and we will make sure we do a raffle. So listeners, you got to make sure you hang out, Charvette.com. I've got a great blog post over there, full bio about consonants. I've got a link to CD Baby, so that's an easy place. And then you can stay tuned for the drawing we're going to have for you.
All
right, so, yeah. Do you have any upcoming events or anything that you all will be at that people can come to?
Yes, we'll be April the 2nd. We'll be at the Richmond Auditorium. They're having an artist night. They're having we're the only gospel group.
Extravaganza.
Yeah, it's an extravaganza because they're having blues groups, gospel groups, some jazz groups, hip hop
rappers.
Rappers, and so we're on that, and I think it starts at the Richmond Auditorium in Richmond, California, which is on 25th and McDonald, April the 2nd. It starts at 5:30. Well, I think our set will start at 5:30. It's going to go from 5:30 until 1 o'clock, I believe, 1 or 2 o'clock, and it'll just be one group after the next will be coming
wow.
on. But we're the only gospel group, and you will probably sing some of our Good News Blues because we like to do that at venues such as this.
Okay, wonderful. And how can people keep up with you and maybe some of the other things that's going on your website?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a website. It's Consonance Gospel, Consonance Gospel, all one word, lowercase, .com. www.consonancegospel.com, and that's our website, and you can go on and read about the group. You can see some pictures of us. We have some links to purchase the CDs, all three of the CDs, not just this new project that we have, but all three of the CDs you can purchase there because we're still selling those too.
Okay, absolutely. You can go back. So, Paul, we don't want to leave out the other members of the group. So tell our listeners about all of the other members of Consonance.
Well, we have one member that recently passed from us.
Oh.
Well, two members passed from us, but Sam Cox was the latest one that passed here recently, who played drums and had a tremendous voice and could almost eat a hamburger and sing and play drums at the same time.
Wow.
So he was an excellent drummer. And then, like Mac was saying, we got Bobby Reed, who's an excellent singer, and we also have Melvin Williams, Reverend Melvin Williams, who's down there. What Melvin had, Mac, down there?
It's in Plano, Texas, I think.
Yeah. He's there right now. We bring him in when we have different sets, but
everybody
is still functioning.
And we have Larry Noble is a good guitar player, and Dennis Reed, is a jazz. He was a jazz trumpeter, really, but he started playing piano, and he's playing keyboards for us and also singing
and
too.
Okay, so that is the group. I wanted to make sure we shouted out everybody. I didn't want y'all to come on the interview and they say, y'all didn't even say nothing about us.
Exactly. Don't want them to get mad. Thank you, Charvette. You got
right.
our back, girl.
I got your back. We want everybody happy. So what do you say to, because I see a new breed, I'm going to say new breed, it's probably not the right way, but a new breed of quartet that's like a younger generation. Are you all seeing that as well as you travel, of a younger, almost those early 20s kind of coming into the quartet genre?
Yeah, there are some, I'm sorry, there aren't a lot, but there are some, and I think that they're pretty good. I mean, you're really trying to relate to the younger crowd with the way in which they're singing, quartet. But we have some young men that used to follow us around the Sons of Soul Revival, and they're now in their 40s, I guess. But they were like our junior group, so to speak, and they're singing in this area. And then there are some other, like the Erica and what's Mary's sister name?
Erica and Tina, yeah.
Eric and Tina, well, their husband is in a group, and I think that they have just a fabulous group of young men that sing gospel. You got the Legends down there in South Carolina? The Legends of Gospel. There's some young men that I really like. I think that they put on a great show and they're really anointed. So there are a lot of young people that are singing, but it doesn't seem like it's as many as it was when we were kids. It was a long time ago. I don't need to tell you how old we are, but we've been around long enough to see a lot of changes in the in the styles. But yeah, there are some younger quartet groups, and you know, I appreciate all that they do. They really, you know, but obviously, you know, when they get with us, you know, sometimes we have to, you know, show them what it's all about, you know.
Right. Well, somebody had to show somebody the way. So,
yeah,
Paul, what do you want people to, when they hear your music, you all's music, the music from Consonance, what do you want people to kind of walk away with?
Well, basically the message of the song and that will stir their heart and draw them now closer to the Lord in these evil and cruel times that we're living in now. That's basically what I want them to receive. And then to feel the anointing that's in the songs and the anointing that's in the voices and know it's the real thing. When you hear it,
yeah,
you know it's the real thing because it's anointed. And then the anointing to go out and prep the heart. And then people will be drawn into our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in these cruel and evil days that we're living in.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, Mac, are you looking forward to continuing to do more projects? You know, this is the third one now we have. Are you looking forward to continuing to write?
Actually, I'm still, very much so. I'm helping Minister Marvin Webb. He's starting on his second CD, and I'm helping him produce that. We're writing a lot of songs for him, and I've done some songs for a few groups locally. But you know, I really like writing, and I really like you know, producing, and I think that you know, we'll get started. I already got some songs for our next project. You know, so we're already starting to think about that and conceive of that. I think I want to do something that will, you know, bring us back to the old time way. And you know, as Paul was saying, I mean, you know, every song that we sing has a message in it. Some people get caught up in the beat, they get caught up in the music, but there's a message in every song that we sing, and we hope that message touch the hearts and minds of people, let them know that you know, there's something greater than we, and we need to be cognizant of that at all times, and you know, hopefully know that the Lord is you know, is on our side, and that you know, as we go through this life, you're not going alone. And so our songs are inspirational to let you know that, but also to remind you that you know, you got to be saved and sanctified in order to you know, live that eternal life, and that's the message in our song. I would hope people would get, you know, from our projects.
Well,
but one
man,
song
well,
I like to say that I want Mac to really start thinking about, and I'm telling it to him now since we're talking about it and you brought it up, and that's about the killing, the shooting, in terms of back in the day we used to fight, knuckle fight. And then that was it. But nowadays, the younger generation don't know how to fight. All they know how to do is just shoot. So then, therefore, I want a real substance song that tells the younger generation to, you know, to put down the guns and seek for peace and look for peace instead of taking people out that way. You know, that type of a song is desperately needed because they're doing a lot of shooting now. They don't want to fight. They don't want to shed knuckles or see who the strongest. They just want to take out a gun and shoot.
Yeah, man.
Lord help us.
Well,
certainly, Lord help us.
My son, who's on this CD, he has a he's putting out an album, and we did a song on his CD. About the time in the neighborhood, and he even did a video, and he's talking just about the same topic that Paul is talking about, that, you know, why are we you know, lost our moral compass? We're our young men and our young women, and it's not just the young men, it's, you know, it's the young women. They, you know, they seem not to be in touch with anything that's morally you know, fit and morally right. You know, they're being swayed by all this nonsense that are out here, and it's causing them to shoot and kill one another. Our young girls not to value their bodies, and you know, it's kind of sad. But I see, you know, I think that, you're turning back to the church, and allowing the message from the church to be in the hearts and minds of our young people will hopefully bring them back into, you know, a way where that moral compass will be restored. And unfortunately, you know, we don't see that enough. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, you don't see the church going out in the streets a lot either. So, but, you know, that's why we've, you know, that's why we're doing this music. The, you know, maybe,
yeah,
maybe it's the music that'll bring them to church and then they can hear the message.
Well, you're doing something right if you got invited to, you know, that big event in April and you're the only gospel group.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
So that's an audience that is not a church audience. So we wish you Godspeed with, you know, with that. Wow. Okay, our time ran out. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so last question, well, last two questions for you. So, Paul, I'd love to hear just what continues to motivate you. The goal here at my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Well, what motivates me is just being in love with the Master, and the Master continuing to motivate me with prayer in the morning and praying for the different conditions of the world and praying for different families and just helping in the community and basically going into the common lessons and, you know, singing and just trying to lift old people up that don't have someone coming in to visit them and just put more into the world and more into just people in general when you meet them down the street or when you meet them at a program or when you meet them at church, the new converts, the, you know, just staying in that realm. And that's been basically our life, you know, down through time.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's the motivation. All right. And then, Mac, before you give me your keeps you motivated, one more time, tell listeners all of the three projects you have out and where they can go pick them up.
Well, our first project is See the Light. The second project was Message of Hope. And the third project, the one that's currently out now, is Come On In This House. And all three of them can be purchased by going to cdbaby.com/consonance, C-O-N-S-O-N-A-N-C-E, 3, the number 3. And that will take you to the location on CD Baby, and you'll be able to purchase one or all three of those CDs.
All right. And what continues to motivate you?
Well, Chavette, we're not islands by ourselves here on this planet. You know, we were all put here with a purpose, and we're all given certain gifts. And if we can't make the world better by our presence, assist and help people get to feel better and live a better life, then we've wasted those gifts that God has given us, and I'm hoping that I stay motivated enough to, you know, to bring people to Jesus, to bring people to the Lord. At the same time, hopefully, you know, giving them something that will sustain them as they go through daily life, you know, trials and tribulations. It's rough out here, and hopefully we can be an inspiration, to help soothe them, and hopefully be that balm in Gilead that would, you know, bring some healing to our world.
Wonderful, wonderful. We are on the same mission here as well, on the same mission. Well,
yeah.
Thank you so much, guys, for just calling in and hanging out with us, and we just wish you much more continued success with your project and all of your, you know, ministry opportunities.
Thank you, Chavette. We really appreciate it. And may God continue to bless you and keep you in his favor because, you know, what you're doing is a valuable asset, to the gospel world.
Amen.
And I can hear the
Thank
warmness.
You.
I can hear the warmness in that voice. That's a good voice. I mean, it's just like you right here with me.
We make it easy
like
for you.
You're right here with
easy.
Me. You got good humor there. That's what makes everything, especially coming across the air.
Yeah.
We try. Great. Well, thank you guys so much.
Oh, yes. And my niece,
Ooh.
Carol, you told me to tell you hello.
Oh, hello, Carol, waving. Now, is she in the UK or the United States right now?
She's up in Washington.
Okay, she's in Washington State. Okay, mm-hmm. she's global, so I have to check and see where Carol is. So big shout out to Carol.
Okay.
All right, wonderful. Thank you so much.
All All right.
All right, listeners, that's going to be a wrap for today's show. We want you to check back with us next week. We've got more phenomenal shows and all that good stuff. Make sure you go to Charvette.com, and we're going to see you guys later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m., interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We'll